The next question is Marjorie Murphy. The last name is M-U-R-P-H-Y. Marjorie is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old white female that has a history of diabetes mellitus, has the presence of chronic kidney disease, disease 3A. The patient has a single kidney in the right side.
Does she have to do any blood work?
A bunch.
Are you ordered? I haven't gotten any tests.
Patient has a single kidney. The left kidney was removed because of associated nephrolithiasis related to infection, period. The patient has been, has all sorts of complications and has been in the hospital because of the relapsing urinary tract infections with ESBL bacteria that has been very difficult to eradicate. On top of that, the patient had a chronic infection and a ulceration in the left Achilles tendon that is healing at the present time. The patient is residing at the assisted living, and she is sitting up in the chair, which she was unable to do it before. She is wheelchair bound. She is unable to walk. She looks improved compared to the appearance that she had at the during the last hospitalization that was at the beginning of August of 2023. In the laboratory profile, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.19. The patient used to have a proteinuria, diabetic nephropathy, but with the weight loss, that situation has improved, and she has recovered kidney function. Period. The determination of the proteinuria in the urine is very difficult to obtain because the urinalysis is very busy on account of the interstitial nephritis. Following number, the patient has anemia. She is taking B12. She doesn't tolerate or absorb the iron that is given PO. However, I'm going to insist because the patient is anemic and the correction of the anemia should be done. And if the patient doesn't improve the parenteral administration of iron is recommended to be done at the ALF if possible. Uh, Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, malnutrition. This malnutrition, the patient doesn't like the meals at the skilled nurse facility. And that is a problem. Supplementation of with Lucerna is going to be ordered, 1 gram POVID. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, left leg ulceration in the Achilles tendon area that is almost closed. There is no evidence of pitting edema. We are going to reevaluate the case with our laboratory workup in a month. Paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the hospital stay, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.